This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A 3-year battle between solar energy advocates and We Energies is back before the Wisconsin Public Service Commission, and the PSC wants to hear your thoughts by tomorrow night. The Milwaukee-based utility has been blocking an Iowa company, Eagle Point Solar, from going ahead with a plan to install and interconnect its solar panels on about a half dozen buildings owned by the City of Milwaukee, leasing the panels to the city. We Energies says Eagle Point would be unlawfully acting as a public utility. Renewable energy advocates argue the Iowa firm's proposal is legal because Eagle Point would provide third-party financing and not act as a public utility. During a hearing last week, Susan Motter of Milwaukee urged the PSC to side with Eagle Point. Motter said third-party financing would allow more homeowners and nonprofits to have solar rooftops.
We Energies needs to encourage, not discourage, their customers to reduce their contribution to carbon emissions through the use of clean solar power.
Motter says over half the states allow third-party financing. Tom Rutkowski has promoted homeowner group buys of solar in Racine, but says interest dwindled when low-income people found out the projects can cost more than $10,000.
Ending with a homogenous group in terms of income and race, only a limited group of people could share in the long-term benefits of owning their own system.
We Energies declined an interview for this story, but spokesperson Brendan Conway said in a written statement that because the company already provides retail electric service to the city, Wisconsin law prohibits Eagle Point from doing so. Conway says not only is the agreement with the city illegal, it would shift costs to customers who are paying for the infrastructure that provides service when needed, and would allow some customers to benefit from the system without paying for a portion of it. The Public Service Commission is accepting written comments on the dispute through Tuesday on the PSC's website. A ruling is expected this spring, though it's not clear if all three commissioners will take part due to past connections with the case. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.